Man, I hear this Olympic theme song, and it just makes me want to do the best show possible. I mean, it makes me want to just seek excellence in everything that I do. I mean, maybe you're writing something or typing something or looking something up or checking inventory. Doesn't this song just make you want to be the best that you could possibly be? All right, the Olympics last night. Simone Biles was picked up at the French airport outside of Paris, picked up on radar. She went to 11.8 feet, almost 12 feet high. Okay, she stepped out of bounds a little bit, but Simone Biles was incredible again. And even though she makes mistakes, what she does is so phenomenal that it doesn't hurt her overall score. But it was Jordan Chiles who did a really, really great job, and the women won gold. The men are doing really cool. And also, you know, a couple of years ago, it was the women's soccer team. The U.S. Olympic women's rugby team is kicking butt and getting a lot of attention. In the closing seconds, they beat Australia, and they won bronze. And, I'm watching that, and, you know, it was really, I didn't watch all of it, but I watched some of it and then some of the highlights. And that was really fun to watch. Now, I've gone to some of the New Orleans Gold games at the Shrine on Airline, and that's fun, too. But this women's rugby team is doing well. Well, they did well. They won bronze. China leads in gold medals with 8. They have a total of 16. But the U.S. leads in total medals at, 28? Yeah, 28. And the U.S. has 4 gold medals. And we're not even at track and field yet. All right. I hope you're watching I don't hope you're watching. I mean, if you want to watch the Olympics, I hope you're watching. I think it's very exciting, and I enjoy watching it. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870.
So I have been watching some of it because it's been on the TVs at the bars and in the studio.
Yeah.
And one of the things that kind of irks me, I don't know if it's a big problem, is they have all these advanced special effects and these graphics and these chyrons and these camera shots, but when it comes to the numbers that they put on the back of the athletes' shirts, it's like they still just print them out and like either staple it or put like some tape on. It's like, why can't they just embroider it on the back of their uniforms? Because, you know, I'm thinking it's called some kind of wind resistance. They're trying to balance, but this piece of paper is on the back of it.
That's an interesting observation, Coleman, and somebody's fell off yesterday. Last night, I saw somebody putting theirs back on. I don't know, because obviously I would think you're going to have the same number throughout the Olympics. This is your number, so why not put it on the uniforms? I don't know. I'm sure there's some logistical reason why that can't be done. Hey, look, before we get to calls, let's go to a couple of the text messages, and I can help you out with some of this.
All right. This first text says, drag queens, okay. Religion, okay. Drag queens in the Last Supper portrayal, I don't know if I can go for that. If you tried that with Islam, it wouldn't work out as well.
You know, I talked about that yesterday, and I get that. I understand the hypocrisy. But, you know, at least Christians and Catholics have a sense of humor. You know, there are a lot of people, Muslims, especially the radical Muslims, and they don't have a sense of humor. They take that very seriously. But the fact that we can't do that, that doesn't mean that we should overreact if there's something involving Christianity. But that doesn't answer my question. What is the negative impact? Why, if people are freaked out, why are they so freaked out? What is the negative impact that opening segment in the opening ceremonies could have on America or on Christianity? Here's a text that says, as a Christian, what I'm upset about is a bunch of Christians getting upset about a French art project and making like it's everybody else's problem.
Well, that was the one I was going to read.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
No, it's your show. And plus, you read it better than I can anyway.
I don't know about that. Anyway, go ahead and just check a couple of these out.
All right. This one says, just another left chicken wing radical move. I have no idea what they're talking about there, but I guess it has something to do with the Last Supper.
Okay. Well, okay. Okay. So what? I mean, there's liberalism in the world. There are left-wing radicals in the world. I mean, so what? I mean, you can't wipe them out. You can disagree with them, but you can't wipe them out. So they're there. I mean, so what? But again, what's the negative result from that opening segment in the opening ceremonies?
This text says, has anyone asked the French committee why they chose that photo to open with anyway?
I haven't heard an explanation, and I don't know what the explanation would be. I'd like to hear it, because what they did was tasteless. It should not have been done. But they did it. But people are freaking out over this like it has some kind of an impact, like if there's going to be a negative impact on America. And I haven't heard what that negative impact is going to be yet.
This one says, will you idiots understand that it was not about Christianity or the Last Supper? I've been hearing a lot of people say that, too. It was about the, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it was the Greek festival that they was trying to emulate, because since the Olympics come from Greek, that's what they were trying to mimic, and it has nothing to do with the Last Supper. So I have heard that.
Yeah, I have heard that, too. I've heard that it was, but some people interpret it as a depiction of the Last Supper. So even if it was about the Last Supper, what is the negative result that's going to happen from this? You know, if people are going to get really upset about something, they should be upset for a reason. And not just be upset to just be upset. Oh, I don't like that. I'm upset. Why are you upset? I mean, if you step back and think about it, it's not going to change America. It's not going to change you. It's not going to change me. So what is the negative impact that it's going to have?
This text says, our athletes in the Olympics show what is good in America with freedom and diversity, and the right wingers don't like that.
Read that again.
It says, our athletes in the Olympics show what is good in America with freedom and diversity, and right wingers don't like that. See, I agree with the first part. You know, but I don't know if right wingers don't like to see the diversity in the Olympics. I think they're proud. If Simone Biles wins the gold medal, I don't think a right winger would have a problem with a black woman coming home with a gold medal for America. I don't think it's that far gone.
You know, if you just, I think that's an interesting point. And I can't speak for that hardcore right wing group, but I'm sure there are people who don't like diversity. I mean, I know there are people who don't like diversity in this country. If you look at the Chinese Olympic team, they all look similar. The Japanese team, they all look similar. Most of the countries have individual athletes and they all have similar looks. You look at the U.S. Olympic team, black, Asian, white, Hispanic. You know, we have all different kinds of people as part of our Olympic team. And that is a microcosm of the diversity in America. And I mean, that's America. If you don't like it, you don't have to stay here. But there's nothing that you can do about diversity because it's part of who we are. And if it doesn't really affect you, why would you be upset about it?
This one says, Christians always think it's about them.
Yeah. You know, I love some of these texts. I love this, and I have yet to hear about the negative result that this is going to have. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Ian's off today. Coleman's studio producer today. Let's go to Phil. Phil, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, I have a question for you. Top of the day with it. How you doing with it?
Good.
What is the definition of a drag queen?
All right. I mean, I could come up with a crude definition, but let me just pull this up very quickly. All right. Here's the definition of a drag queen. Here's an official definition. A drag queen is a person, usually male, who uses drag clothing or makeup to imitate and often exaggerate female gender. And gender roles.
Okay. But I hear you mention Flip Wilson with Geraldine. I didn't see that as drag. I saw RuPaul from New Orleans more as drag. Just like Martin Lawrence in The Martin Show, he had this skit where you use this lady, Shanae, a bad hood girl. Then I saw Jamie Foxx use the one Wanda, bad wolf broad, always hunting men. But I didn't see him as drag. I just saw him as characters.
Yeah. Phil, I think what I'm responding to is what I hear from a lot of people, and that is any man in a dress is a drag queen. Any man in a dress is anti-Christian. Any man in a dress is... Are you okay there? Is everything okay,
yeah.
Phil? All right, I heard a big noise. I hope you're okay.
No, you know, I'm calling from the road. You know, Louisiana do not have smooth highways like other states.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't fall off scaffolding or anything.
Nah, but I always get the kick when they say drag queen because RuPaul was impersonated.
Right,
right. early on, but I just didn't see those. I saw them in characters, but I guess that would be the definition.
I get that, and you know, a lot of drag queens are gay. I don't think you have to be gay to be a drag queen, but a lot of drag queens are gay. But again, I mean, so what? And I still go back to some of the characters, and I mentioned Flip Wilson as Geraldine, and maybe he wasn't a drag queen by definition, but I mean, by definition, I guess he was because he was imitating a woman. But there are people who criticize any man who would wear a dress, thinking that this is somehow an abomination.
Yeah, the way I see it is, I think a drag queen is more of somebody, a male that does imitate a woman. They do it as their lifestyle, not necessarily for entertainment purposes. Yeah. Like, you know, Jamie Foxx doesn't live his life as a drag queen. He probably plays a role. So it's like the Red Dress Run is coming up. I'm quite sure most of the people that's going to participate in a Red Dress Run won't consider themselves to be drag queens because they're in a dress. Because, you know, after that day, they go the rest of their 364 days a week without dressing in a dress.
That's true. I mean, I'm planning on doing the Red Dress Run. I've done it before. I'm totally straight, and I don't have a problem doing that. It's fun. It's different. It's outrageous. And the people who participate in that are just having a good time. And I don't know why people have to read these dark, deep ideas about what that really means. It doesn't mean anything. It's just people having fun. Don't try to overthink this. But we've been on the air for about 20 minutes now. Over 20 minutes. I have yet to get, I don't know, maybe it's deep in our text messages, but we're checking them out. Nobody's called in with an explanation about what negative impact will result from that segment in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in Paris. If people are freaked out about it, you can't just be freaked out over nothing. So if you're freaked out, it has to be about something. So explain to me why people are freaked out and what negative impact that little segment of the whole opening ceremonies, what negative result is that going to have on America and Christianity? If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. More of your calls and text messages are coming up. On this day in 1976... this was the number one album in America. This is George Benson, and Breezin was the title of the album. Breezin was the title track, and Breezin was actually a hit. And even though I did, like, you know, rock music in the morning when I was, doing morning radio earlier in my career, I was playing Breezin on a regular basis because this was a big hit. It's an instrumental. And you know, when somebody does an instrumental, I can't figure out how they decide what to name it. I mean, there are no lyrics. I mean, he decided to name this Breezin. I mean, I guess this could have been named, anything. I mean, I always find it interesting how they find names for instrumental songs.
Well, the flute does sound like the breeze of the wind. Like, if it's a breeze in a forest, it's kind of has...
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I guess Breezin would be a good name. And then there was that instrumental from the Edgar Winter group, Frankenstein. And, I mean, that was like so, I mean, that was just like so rough. And, I mean, I guess it reminded him of Frankenstein. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Hang on, we're coming back on WWL.